Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bing.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
That's Vicky and Sylvia from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Brent Sapp. He's the CEO of Inc. Navigator and an author, an entrepreneur. I don't have your book, Brent. Tell me about your book.
Well, the book series that I've got is in a different direction. That's outside of business for fathers and sons.
I still want to know what it is.
Well, it's actually designed for an opportunity for dads and young preteens to be able to transition through that tough time of adolescence.
I like it.
You're not working with me, Brent.
I'm trying to sell some books for you. Where are they?
the book series is called Technon and the Champion Warriors, and I had a Marvel DC artist help me with the pictures.
All right, are they on Amazon?
On Amazon.
All right, so look for Brent Sapp, folks. He doesn't want to sell them, but buy them from him anyway. Brent, we're talking about no man's land, folks. We're talking about when a business grows to a point, and Doug Tatum, our mutual friend Doug Tatum, who Brent works with now, he and Brent work together on the next version of No Man's Land. This is where a company grows beyond their local structure of banking capability, capitalization. One of the problems with small businesses that's different from a big business, we have limited capital sources, don't we, Brent?
That's exactly right.
Where big companies have multiple choices, we have two or three.
Yes. And they've got to be able to plan ahead. And I mentioned another book because I had several CEOs approach me about it. It kind of puts it into perspective. Bo Burlingham's new book, Finish Big.
Yep.
Is a great way to be able to see and to think about those things ahead of time so that you don't get caught with your pants down and not have the capital to be able to fund the growth, as we said previously.
And so when you get to this point where your local bank says, you got a $1 million line with me, you want $1.5 million, I can't do that half. So that bank goes and finds a partner, maybe bring another $500,000, and you patch it together over a period of 5 years, duct tape and baling wire with multiple banks, take a piece of this and that, and before you know it, you need $2 million. And it's real.
That's right.
You really need it, and you can justify $2 million. And finally, it gets to the point where it can't be patched together, and then they all say, you need to go to Dallas, you need to go to New York, you need to go to Chicago, you need to go to another place because we can't help you. And at that moment, you're in what you guys call no man's land.
That's right. And you know, it's interesting, another conversation we can have at some point, and I know you're aware of this, the Bridge Act that Doug Tatum put together.
I helped him report on it back in the day.
There you go. And, it's designed to, there is this capital gap that these companies hit. And not only are they having to, fund the growth, and they're having to, either by a desire or necessity to scale, they've got to deal with these other operational issues that are staring them in the face. And so often, they get buried in the business and the operations, and they're not able to lift their head up high enough to be able to see and prioritize what needs to be done.
Right, right. Absolutely. There's no question about it. So what you guys are doing, though, is you guys are saying, okay, what do we – and Doug Tatum got this started back in the day when he came up with No Man's Land, and he and others created the idea of the Bridge Act, saying we need to give these people some help from a tax standpoint that will help them with this, but it still didn't solve the capitalization problem. Right, I mean, they still needed $1 million, another $5 million, and they didn't want to go public. They would rather not bring in an investor. So you guys have come up with some other ideas, haven't you?
Well, and what we try to do is to, here's the irony of it, and the soberness of it is that those companies that actually make it through startup, which is about 10%, only 10% of those make it through this next phase that we call no man's land. But the less than 10% that make it generate 85% of jobs.
Yeah,
that's why we call them economy heroes.
But also, Brent, I don't want people to think that it's just Silicon Valley type startups who are like this. I mean, the people I know are as blue collar small business Main Street suppliers as they get. These are wholesalers that are growing. I mean, you know what I mean? There's nothing flashy about them, but they still wind up in no man's land.
Oh, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, with all the dry powder out there that they're trying to find a home for in private equity, yeah, the only 10% of those companies that are acquired are tech companies. The rest of them are title companies and manufacturing companies,
Those guys are looking for traditional. But now you've got this thing called the Inc. Navigator benchmark button, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that. Well, set us up for it before we go to a break, then we'll talk about it in the next segment. Tell us what it is.
Sure. Basically, it's a software that's designed to help these CEOs and leadership teams of these emerging growth companies to get objective about the business, identify where they are in the context of this no man's land, and then to make and prioritize the right decisions, get aligned, and get so they can be able to break through it.
You're helping them decide which way to go, what options to take, right? So
that's right.
You're showing them how they got into this situation, and how they're going to get out of it, and helping them make good decisions. So we're going to get specific into this, folks, in the next segment with our new friend Brent Sapp. And by the way, Doug Tatum's book No Man's Land is out in a new edition in a paperback right now. So check it out. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.